This is Marketplace. I'm Adrienne Hill. The Fed meets later this month, in part to determine whether the economy is finally strong enough to raise interest rates or not. Part of the data they're looking at came out today. Consumer prices, the prices we pay for what the Bureau of Labor Statistics calls a representative basket of goods and services. And those prices for the past 12 months have been basically flat. In other words, we're not seeing much inflation out there. The Fed wants more of it, the magic number of 2%. We called up Laura Veldkamp. She's an associate professor of economics at NYU Stern School of Business. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So inflation for consumers can be uncomfortable. We like to know the price of things. Why is a positive inflation rate actually good for the economy?
Because the alternative is worse. So we don't like to see prices changing. We don't like prices at the store changing. We certainly don't like prices on our wages changing. But the alternative is that quantities change. So the economy is like this system that absorbs shocks. And either prices move when a shock hits the economy, or quantities move when a shock hits the economy. What are these quantities I'm talking about? These are like the numbers of firms or the numbers of workers. So if we don't make little adjustments in prices that help the economy to adjust to these shocks, instead what we'll see is firms going bankrupt and people losing their jobs.
And why is 2% the magic number? Why is that the inflation rate the Fed shoots for?
Well, we don't want inflation to get too high, because if we're very high, then, well, it does get costly to think, well, how much does this really cost? And what should I expect it to cost? And how much did it cost last year? And we'd have to reprint menus, and we'd have to redo subway pricing and, you know, Coca-Cola machines. We'd have to put different numbers of coins in there. All that retuning does cost something. So 2%, I think, has become a common wisdom compromise between putting enough grease in the wheels of the economy so that prices can do some adjusting and avoiding deflation, which is really bad.
If the Fed is able to achieve this 2% inflation rate, what's it mean if wages don't match that or don't go up with that?
Well, that means that people's wages won't be able to keep up with the cost of the bundles of goods that they're consuming. So they're going to start to feel poorer. On the other hand, that's going to make workers cheaper to firms, because workers will seem less expensive to them than, say, buying new machinery to, hiring somebody to check out your goods will look relatively cheap rather than buying a machine that will do the checkout for you. And so that could lead to a surge in employment. So if you're out of a job, you should be happy if the wages stay pretty low, because it makes it more likely that somebody's going to want to hire you. If you already have a job and you're likely to keep it, well, then this is bad news for you, because it means that you're going to have less ability to purchase the goods and services you were buying before.
When you look at the broader economic picture in the U.S., what do you see?
I think there's a lot of uncertainty right now. I think we could see, with good management and fiscal prudence and with a little help from our friends and neighbors around the world and good policy on their part, we could see a resurgence of growth. The U.S. economy is below the trend level of output that it should have been pre-financial crisis. So we've got some slack in the system, and we could mobilize more people back into the labor force and rejuvenate investment and really have a surge of economic activity in the future. But that's a lot of ifs. Things need to go well. And I think a lot of people are still hesitant to reinvest and to start new businesses, because it does seem like kind of an uncertain, risky time. We saw some pretty extraordinary stuff in the financial markets a few years ago, and I think that spooked a lot of people. That fear, that uncertainty is restraining a lot of activity.
Laura Veldkamp is Associate Professor of Economics at NYU Stern School of Business. Thanks so much.
Sure.